It's been around a long time, and tomorrow it will be here again. Good morning. It's 7:19 with Pat Carrigan and Larry Olson. It's the Rose Parade in Santa Rosa, and on the KSRO live line is organizer Judy Groverman Walker. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning.
Thanks for taking some time out this morning. I know you tend to be a bit busy as the parade approaches.
Oh, just a few little details to wrap up before tomorrow morning.
Life in motion, that is the theme of this year's parade. Where did that come from?
You know, our board of directors each year looks for a theme that everybody can kind of get behind and decorate to, and that kind of reflects the community. So this year it is life in motion, and we're trying to show active and healthy lifestyles.
You've got some big shoes to fill. Joan London, the Grand Marshal last year. Yeah. Tell us who it is this year.
Well, actually, we are just focusing on all of our Life in Motion entries this year. We don't have a specific Grand Marshal because we have so many people that are behind us showing
and noteworthy,
their...
Huh?
Correct.
So tell us about the new Courthouse Square and how that fits into the equation. I know that the parade route is a little bit different this year.
So the parade route starts out the same, but it ends up different because of the unification of the square. So we will start at Sonoma and E Street, go down to 4th Street, from 4th Street down to B Street, which is right in front of the Santa Rosa Plaza, go down B Street to 3rd, and from 3rd Street it will end at D Street, which means parade watchers can stand in Courthouse Square and watch the parade wrap around the square, or they can stand on any of the other streets and watch the parade, because it is about 8 blocks of parade.
Yeah, I know. It's a great event as always. How many entrants are in this year, Judy?
So we have about 130 different entries. And that is about 4,000 people that will be actually in the parade marching.
Wow. That's a big parade.
Yeah. There's a lot of people. And it will go a full 2 hours.
Yeah, that's always the expectation for sure. Well, we'll be broadcasting, we'll be announcing the parade at the judges' stand, which is at 4th and D this year. Really looking forward to that. And who doesn't love a great high school band?
Correct. And I believe we have most of the high schools represented this year in the parade, plus a lot of the elementary and middle school bands. So it should be a lot of music and a lot of great entertainment throughout the parade route.
I'm assuming this is a pretty big endeavor to put on. You guys still need volunteers, and how could people sign up?
Yes. You know, we definitely need volunteers, especially this year because we have some changes that we want to make sure everything goes smooth. Our website, roseparadefestival.com, has a link. You know, you can click on that, go to volunteers, and there are volunteer opportunities. You can sign right up for specific opportunities to help out the parade tomorrow. And we've got openings in the morning, openings in the afternoon, because we have the festival that will go until 4 o'clock with live entertainment.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about what's going on at the festival after the parade.
So the festival, we're excited. You touched on the Courthouse Square. It will be at Courthouse Square. This year it will start at 10 o'clock because the parade will be wrapping around it. So we're going to start the festival early, and it will go till 4. We have Aquanet, we've got Mariachi Tarasco, and we have Pat Jordan Band all playing for live entertainment. We have food vendors, kids activities, jumpies, nonprofits. There's the reptiles. There'll be all kinds of exciting booths and interactivity to keep you entertained in the afternoon.
Yeah, good weather for the reptiles tomorrow. I think they're going to be perfectly at home with the Sonoma County temperatures that are expected during the parade. That's for sure. Well, we're looking forward to it, Judy, as we always do. And again, KSRO will be over at the judges' stand on 4th and D Streets. And of course, I can't leave this segment without saying all hail the all-important pooper scoopers in the Rose Parade.
That is correct.
Yeah. What would we do without them? Well, we don't want to think about that, but I'm sure it's going to be another grand event in downtown Santa Rosa. So congratulations in advance, Judy.
Thank you. We look forward to seeing you on the street tomorrow announcing those entries.
Yes, indeed. Looking forward to that, too. We'll see you at the Rose Parade in downtown Santa Rosa. 10 a.m. tomorrow is the start time.